Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, calbanyan.com. And you know what? We've got hundreds and hundreds of free hypnosis training videos for you on calbanyan.com. So go there, subscribe, and every week I'll send you a message when a new video is out. Boy, I'm so excited because now we're going to talk about how to build your hypnosis practice and what might just be a new way for you to start thinking about building your hypnosis practice. So I'm back with Erica Flint, and she brought up this topic, and I'm so excited to explore it with her. Let's see, it's about building your hypnosis practice by telling stories. Well, let me tell you a story. So a long, long time ago, about 5 years ago, I met a lady named Erica Flint. Now, did I know that she was a computer science person? Did I know that she had been into that world? Yeah, I don't remember. But I did know that she was very interested in hypnosis. I found out later that she was a computer scientist that had somehow fallen in love with the concept, the world of hypnosis. Perhaps she wanted to work with the most powerful computer known, the biological computer, the BioWare, between the two ears. And you know what? I was impressed. I found out that she had learned to take her hypnosis practice from just kind of like learning about hypnosis to actually seeing clients by studying my 5-path DVD set. But she took it even farther than that. She came and took the live course. And then she went on to become a writer, speaker, and inspirer of other hypnotists. And I'm so proud to call her a 5-pather and one of our trainers. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing fantastic, Cal. Thank you so much. It is wonderful to be here today. I'm really excited about this topic. But before we get started, let me tell everyone about you. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works. The hypnosis you will use in your office day in and day out and get fantastic results for every single one of your clients. He's been in the profession for over 20 years, and he's won nearly every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and the largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's also an author. He's appeared on television. He's appeared on radio. He's still teaching. He's still training. He's still speaking. And he is the trainer of some of the best in the world. He is the one that the experts turn to for guidance. And I am just thrilled to be here today. He's had a huge impact on my life. Every time I talk with him, I learn something. That's just who he is. It's just how he can't help it. He's smart and he has brilliant ideas all the time and he just can't help it. It's just like who he is. So, you know, if you're at the NGH convention at some point, you definitely want to run into him and talk with him because you'll learn something just by being around him. So today's topic is all on how to grow your hypnosis practice in a new way, People, Cal, I think you'll agree with this. Consumers are getting smart and they don't want to be marketed to. They don't want to be sold to. Don't you agree?
I think that they're very resistant to standard old-fashioned interruption type style marketing. Absolutely.
Yep. And so the new way that people are marketing is by storytelling. Really good storytelling. And something happens in the brain. So Cal, when you said that earlier, let me tell you a story. Maybe some of you out there watching, notice how you felt when Cal says, let me tell you a story. There's something that occurs in our brain. We want to hear it. We want to hear the story. It's familiar to the degree that when we're little, right, we had people tell us stories. This is how certain things are passed down in our history. So I think it's kind of embedded in how we are as humans to love to hear good stories. So what do you think about that, Cal?
I think it's tapping into one of our greatest genetic resources. Before there was YouTube, before there was video, before there was books, before there was print, before there were scrolls, we learned through stories that were passed on containing wisdom and insights from storyteller to storyteller. And so our ability to tell stories and also to get excited about things or to learn about things from stories is in our genes. It's part of being a human being. Take it from there.
Yeah, very good. So the new updated way to try and market yourself and your business is to tell stories. And there's a lot of different types of stories that you can tell. The one that I want to go over today is called a client success story. And this is where you're going to tell a story about a client that you helped with the power of hypnosis. And what this does in the minds of your potential client is your potential client will be thinking, oh, that's how hypnosis works. I wonder if it can help me with this, right? It's really demonstrating the power of hypnosis in a short story. So that's the kind of the high level view of what we're going to be talking about today. Anything else you want to add to that, Cal?
You know, as you're telling me about that, I'm thinking about how easily that dovetails into, you know, marketing your business. You know, wear some kind of shirt or pin or something like that says, you know, Mary Jane's Hypnosis Office or the Minneapolis Hypnosis Office or something like that. And people say, are you a hypnotist? Why, yes, I am. Tell me about that. I help people when everything else has failed. Really? Because let me tell you a story. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. And that right there, the shortest little elevator speech about hypnosis that I absolutely love. So if you guys missed it, I'll repeat it for you. I've used this hundreds of times. It comes directly from Cal, as far as I know. I'm a hypnotist. I help people even when everything else has failed. How much curiosity is embedded in that statement, Cal?
Well, immediately someone says, I mean, first they think it, then they say it. Can you help me with, because everybody's got a something, right? Or can you help my daughter with? And that's where you go in. Sure, it's easy. We do all the time. Let me tell you a story. Bam.
Right. And that's exactly what we're talking about. And I'm really glad that you have that segue there, because one of the things, since we're here, that I want you to be doing is making notes of really good stories. There's a format that I have here that I'm going to share with everybody to make it super, super easy. You can, you know, for those of you who love spreadsheets, this is how I do it. I have a spreadsheet of all of my clients' stories and stories that are related to particular topics. So in that scenario, if someone said, can you help me? Can you help me sleep better? I'd say, oh yeah, you know, I helped a client once and this was the problem and this is what happened and this is the result that she got. And so I would have a story that I, in my mind, is going to be specifically related to that client and that client's issue so that they can understand how hypnosis can help them. So part of this is collecting client stories that you are using to help demonstrate this to your clients when you interact with them. How does that sound, Cal?
Great. And you don't have to have 1,000 different stories. I'm pretty sure Erica is going to break it down to just a few kinds of stories you have to have, right?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think I probably have 3 or 4 that I share regularly because they're so powerful. And so let me talk about why they're so powerful. They're powerful because they're very specific. This is the insider tip. I want you to come up with stories, and I'm going to go through the outline right here in just a second, that are really specific. Why do we want to tell a specific story, right? If you tell a general story, you tell it kind of a general story, I helped a weight loss client and she lost weight and now she feels good, right? It's too general. It doesn't really, the brain doesn't really associate to that. They can't really get emotional about that story. We want it to be very, very specific, because then the client that you're talking to, or the client that's reading the webpage that you're putting the story on, or in a book, right? This is how I wrote my first book, Reprogram Your Weight. It has all these client type stories in it, very specific stories, okay? The client will read it and they'll think, oh my gosh, you know, that's me. Or they'll think, that's not exactly, you know, I don't eat French fries every day, but I eat Dairy Queen blizzards every day. They can relate to the specifics of the story. So the brain can do a little bit of that translation between certain things. So the specificity is really important. Anything you want to comment on there, Cal?
You know, as you're doing this, I'm thinking there might be somebody out there saying, oh, but I haven't seen enough clients to have a good story for 3 or 4 good stories. Here is a deal. Here's a deal for you guys. So let's say you're a 5-path hypnotist. right? And you had this opportunity, and the clients, can you help me with? And you don't have a story where you help someone with something like that. And you can say something like, well, I'll tell you what, I am certified in a kind of hypnosis called 5-Path. Let me tell you a story where 5-Path helped in a situation just like you're talking about. Bam. And you borrow somebody else's story, and there you go.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Cal. Absolutely. It doesn't have to be your story. It should be a real story, of course, an actual story. But borrow from the experience of other 5-Pathers who have had the success. You know, if you are helping people with weight loss, borrow all my stories. Use them. It's fine with me. I bet, Cal, you could read The Secret Language of Feelings. There's a great, great stories in there of helping people understand feelings and what to do with them. You can use those stories, too. Right? So we want people, this is a communication vehicle to help people understand how hypnosis can be helpful and valuable to them. That's the whole point. Right, Cal?
Absolutely. Check and double check.
All right. Very good. So here is the outline of how I want you guys to think about your story. Okay. So a specific date and time. You know, it's useful to say something like, in the spring, I worked with this client and her name was Mary. All right. Now, I will always change the names of my clients. I will change specifics about my clients just to protect their identity. Things that don't matter. Okay. So things that don't matter. My ideal client is named Mary. That's not her real name, but I always talk about Mary. I know who Mary is. Mary's a real person, but that's not her name. So I would say something like, last spring, a woman named Mary came to me. She walked in my office and basically fell in the chair. She was so exhausted, I could see it all over her face. And she looked at me and said, Erica, I am so exhausted. I hope you can help me. I am so tired of being overweight. Now, maybe you're drawn into that story, maybe not. But most people are, because I'm telling the story, right? What do you think about that, Cal?
I think that's very nice. I think that, I mean, you started telling me the story and I started visualizing it in my head.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's exactly what we want, because we want our client to understand that this is a real thing that we're helping them with. And this is the level of communication that we can have with our clients when we're telling them a story. Instead of just saying something like, hypnosis can help you lose weight, we're going to tell them a story that demonstrates specifically what we're talking about. Last spring, a client, Mary, came to me. She basically fell in the chair. She was so exhausted. And she said to me, Erica, can you help me? I don't know why I'm here. I've tried everything to lose weight. Can you help me? Right? Now, a lot of people are going to say, I've tried everything to lose weight, too. Right? So they're going to resonate with that, too. Right, Cal?
Right. They're going to relate. And another thing is, you know, when I said I started visualizing it or seeing that stuff, that story before my eyes, you know what? That means you're in my head.
Oh, right. Right. And so now it's more compelling. Now there's going to be emotion. Now there's going to be other elements. It's drawing the clients in. And it's already building the rapport that we want to have with our clients. It's already phase one work there, isn't it, Cal?
Yes. It's all part of phase one.
Very good. So phase one, preparation, testing, and convincing. We are helping our clients prepare them for success in our office. This is part of it, where we are talking with them even before they start to work with us. Phase one of 5-Path is what I'm talking about there. All right, so the next part of the story, specific date and time. Last spring, I was working with, or a client came to see me named Mary, specific client, okay? You can go into more detail. You could say something like, Mary worked at a computing company and sat at a desk all day long. Okay, you could say something like that, a specific client. She was an emotional eater and she wanted to lose weight. So that's her specific problem. Specific date, time, specific client, specific problem. And then the next thing you're going to do is the specific solution. So with powerful hypnosis, I helped her understand with hypnosis, she understood why she was eating when she wasn't hungry. She started losing weight right away, and over the course of a couple of months, she lost 20 pounds. And she told me later, I saw her at the grocery store. She was reaching for, black beans, actually, which was kind of funny. I saw her in the aisle of the grocery store, and she looked at me, she said, Erica, thank you so much. You changed my life. I barely even recognized her because she had lost a whole bunch of additional weight since that point. But that is the type of story that we want to be able to tell our clients. So that's what I do. I help people lose weight with hypnosis without the struggle, even when everything else has failed. So that's kind of the full format of the story. What do you think about that, Cal?
I love it because, I mean, you state the problem in a way that the client can relate to. They start putting themselves in that situation to whatever degree they can. Then you propose a solution, and then you demonstrate how it has worked. And the whole story can take a minute.
The whole story, exactly. And this is why I do recommend writing some of them down, because we want to be able to be very clear and concise when we're telling the story. You're not going to memorize it, okay? But it can be really valuable to write some of these things down. Let me just go over the list one more time. Specific date and time, last spring. Specific client, Mary. She sat at a desk all day long. Specific problem, emotional eater wanting to lose weight, had tried everything else. Specific solution, hypnosis helped her to stop emotionally eating when she wasn't even hungry. Specific results, she lost 20 pounds in 2 months. And then later, the wrap up, this is a cool part, right? You go forward in time. I saw her later at the grocery store and she told me, "Erica, you changed my life." Okay. All the stories don't have to be that good. That's a pretty good one, in my opinion. The last piece, so the specific solution, the specific results, lost the 20 pounds, and then the last piece of it is in their words, right? "Thank you, Erica, you changed my life." And I do the wrap-up, which is, so that's what I do. I help people lose weight with hypnosis, even when everything else has failed. And the format, so that's what we do. I blank, I help people lose weight with hypnosis. I help people stop smoking with hypnosis. I blank, get this type of result without this type of pain point, without the struggle, without the frustration, that type of a thing. So it's a really easy format for excellent client storytelling. What do you think, Cal?
You know, I think that's very tight, very clean. And one of the things I like about it, when you have them say the results in their own words, that's like having a living testimonial in your back pocket.
Very good. And so now that you guys can think about, hey, I want to start thinking about these client stories in my practice, guess what's going to happen? You're going to start listening to your clients and what they tell you. And then you can use that type of results to help more people. There are times also that I want to comment that you can actually get your real client to tell these stories, meaning they're okay if you use their real name. You just have to check with them first. Some clients are so grateful. They are so happy. They love the results. They want to tell everybody. They would be honored if you featured them on their site as having these results and using their name. But just make sure you have to check with them. Right, Cal?
You know, I love weight loss because it's not subjective. I mean, they get on the scale and the results don't lie. Isn't that great?
Absolutely love helping people with weight loss. It's not really about the weight anyway. We all know that. But it helps them feel lighter and better. It helps them do things in their life that they didn't want to do before. And yeah, the results speak for themselves. To be clear, though, the first couple weeks when we work with our weight loss clients, a lot of it has to do with their ability to not eat when they're not hungry. And then they get all of this really amazing mind space back to not be worried about food so much. And so the results right away are peace of mind, and they start loving themselves again. There's so many layers to really great weight loss work. So I highly recommend doing that. I mean, it's one of my favorite topics to help people with, clearly. That's why I wrote 2 books on it. And I could go on and on, just like Cal, you could go on age regression. I could go on weight loss if you wanted me to.
Perfect. Are you ready to wrap it up?
I'm ready to wrap it up. So I hope to see you guys start telling more client stories. You can put this on your website, so you can tell a client story on your website. You can do it in person, okay? So get those stories ready and start getting better client results, converting more clients with excellent client storytelling. I'm Erica Flint. Thanks, everyone, for joining today. You can find me at CascadeHypnosisTraining.com, and I hope to see you in class.
Awesome. Hey, you folks, I want to see you in class too. Go to calbanion.com. My course list is always up there. If you watch this video 1 year, 2 years from now, if you're watching this new and it just comes out, my next certification course, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course, the 10-day course is coming in October 1 through 12, with the 2 days in the middle off of Saturday and Sunday. Also, I want to remind you that I'm going to be in Denmark. How exciting is that? If you're in Europe or if you're in Scandinavia, heck, I'm going to be on the other side of the ocean there with you guys. Come on out to the Denmark Hypnosis Conference, FHHD's annual conference and general assembly. I'll be there, let's see, the 22nd and the 23rd. I'm also going to be doing advanced self-hypnosis called the Ultimate Recognitions on the 24th and 25th. But if you're in the area, come on out. Love to see you there in Denmark. You know, you could be coming from Scandinavia or Northern Europe, and we'll have a great time. Also, you know, we'd love to. Erica wants to see in class. I want to see in class. But some of you guys, you just can't get to Dallas, or you just can't get to Bellingham, Washington. And I've got a whole list here of trainers who train our course. So I'll put a link down there with on the page where you can go. And heck, get a list of, maybe there's a hypnotist that teaches my course near you. It's on 5, and if you want to know, if you can type in real quick, it's 5-path.com, 5, the number 5, /hypnosis-training.php. I'll put a link right below. All right, that's it. I want to see you in class. I want to see you at the NGH convention, although that'll be next year because by the time this gets out, it'll be too late for you to go. And we'll see you in Denmark. All right, Cal Banyan, over and out.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.